welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 687. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Heat Waves from Castellón in Spain. The song is called Don't Say No, and it's on the band's 7-inch Number 4. Came out May of 2023 on Family Spree Recordings. It's an indie pop 7-inch, but that song there has strong Northern Soul vibes. I really like that. There's a lot of variation for a 7-inch, but I enjoy just about every song on there. So give that one a listen if that sort of thing interests you. I've got music for you this week, so let's play some of it. Here's a track from Still Animals. It's called Unplug the Machines.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from a trio of punk rockers there, ending with TV Cop from Iowa City, Iowa. The song is called Whale Jr. That's on the Another Good One album that came out in November of last year on Bloated Cat Records. That's a fun label doing fun things. I was expecting something a little more power pop based on the descriptions I'd read. That one seems to be pretty much straight up pop punk, but that's okay, and maybe that's a tomato-tomato thing for you anyway. Before that, we heard from Civil Rats from Philadelphia, PA. The song is Now I Want to Take a Nap, and that's on a six-song cassette called Don't Get It, which the band put out themselves on March 1st on their own Dumbest Records. That band definitely has my number, both that song, Now I Want to Take a Nap, and there's another one about aging out of the basement scene when all ages doesn't really mean all ages anymore. And then we started that set off with Still Animals from St. Louis, Missouri, and the song Unplug the Machines. That's on the band's self-titled debut that just came out March 1st on Slovenly Records. They came through Kansas City last week, put on an excellent show, a little more political than I expected from a bunch of kind of punk and rollers, but it was a lot of fun, and that album is good. You can pick that one up anywhere you pick up albums. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music for you here. Here's one from Van Duren. This one's called Grow Yourself Up.
Don't give me lame excuses. Oh,
alive. Should it be so hard? It couldn't survive a single week in the garden. Chuck it out in the green bin. When you walk out on me, leave the pot that it came in. I might try and grow something. Water in the garden is always hard when I'm with you. Water in the garden is always hard when I'm with you.
Excellent songs there. We might be onto something here. We ended there with Teen Angst from Perth, Australia. The song is called Water the Garden. It's on the band's album Barn Sour, which came out January of 2023. Self-released cassette there. It's been on my Bandcamp wish list forever, but last Bandcamp Friday, I finally picked that one up. I'm glad I did. That song there feels a little more indie rock than some of the other songs, which are definitely more indie pop, but I think if you listen to that one, you're going to find something you enjoy. Before that, we heard from Broken Hearts Are Blue from Detroit, Michigan. The song is Rocket Was a Pony. It's on the band's new album Meeting Themselves, which came out March 1st on Council Records. I knew that band way back when, but they reformed, and this is either the second or maybe even the third album they've put out since reforming, feeling a lot different than they used to. I kind of picked that one up at random there. That song there, I like a lot. The rest of the album, it's got its moments. Maybe listen to that one before you buy it. And before that, we heard from Van Duren with the song Grow Yourself Up. That was on his debut album, 1978's Are You Serious? Though I have that on a 2008 repress from Water Records, a project based out of Memphis, Tennessee. Contemporary's a big star. Actually played with Chris Bell and Jody Stevens a lot. I was introduced to the band on that Power Pop compilation that I played last couple of weeks on the podcast. I didn't choose the track they had listed there, like New Year's Eve, but I did go pick up that album, and I'm very impressed. And then I went and watched, there's a documentary called called Waiting, the Van Duren Story or something like that. You can find that one on Tubi, stream it for free. I did, and that is an excellent watch there. So I'm a big Van Duren fan. There's a second album that I'll be picking up as soon as I can find it, and then we'll be featuring that one here on the podcast, because those are the rules. If I buy it, you're going to hear it here on the podcast. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 687. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media networks. Looking at the website, got lots of new things out there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of that military gun, pool kids, spiritual cramp, and space show. Of a new obsessions, RX Ghost, Milk Wave, and Bryce VZ show. Of that big metal show that was Mental Cruelty of Sulfur, Ghost Bath, Extermination, Dismemberment, and April Mist, and also of the Terry Quinn, Ione, and their show. So lots of things on the website for you to check out. Looking at the concert calendar, things are coming up. On the 18th, Still Ill is playing at Farewell. Daniel Gum is at Farewell on the 20th, or Black Flag is playing Knuckleheads on the 20th. The 23rd, Dreamist is at Howdy, or 68 is playing at Rhino that night. Nature Boys have a gig at Farewell on the 24th. Guar is playing the Granada that night. Slater Kinney is in town at the Truman on the 25th. 29th, Double Drag release show at the Record Bar. 31st, Deerhoof at Bottleneck. Crowbar is playing Record Bar on the 3rd. John Vanderslice has a house show. I believe that's somewhere in Leawood, but that's an undertow show. So buy it and you'll be told where it is. That's also on the 3rd. Mark Men are playing with Whiffs on the 4th at the Ship. Crowbar's playing that night at Record Bar. Nico Case playing at Liberty Hall on the 5th. Kubla Khan is at Granada on the 7th. On the 8th, Chapel Rowan at Midland. All right, so let's end things here. I got one track left. Let's play something from The Ire from Philadelphia. The song is called The Chariot. It's on the band's final album, What Dreams May Come. It came out June of 2022 on Play Alone Records. The band released a single recently, just a digital-only thing, and said, oh, by the way, that's it, we're done. And somehow I did not realize that this album had come out before that, and I had missed it. I played something from the band earlier, really enjoyed it, and this one is definitely wonderful as well. We won't dance around things. You're going to hear a lot of Susie and the Banshees kind of goth rock in here, and you're going to enjoy every minute of it just like I did. So let's end things here. This is The Ire, the song The Chariot. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.